In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. In Boston, it is a stormy day, so this is done by telephone. Good day, good day. Have a good day. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, and I'm reading from the first chapter, the 26th verse. The Word of God says, "And in the sixth month of John the Baptist's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth." Now, Nazareth was a no town, it would be a hick town, "to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph." So they were espoused, they were to be married. And Joseph was of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, having come in, said unto Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Oh my! Hail, full of grace. How could Mary be full of grace when all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? I'm going to tell you, because of the cross. Because of the cross, she had no sin. Hail, full of grace. Because of the cross. But you say the cross happened 33 years later. Let me tell you, the cross is beyond time. It goes all the way to Adam and Eve until the last man and woman. The cross is transhistorical. And the Word of God says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Blessed art thou, Mary, among women. "Who having heard this, she was troubled at this saying, and she thought to herself, what kind of a greeting, what kind of a salutation that this should be? And the angel said unto Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor, grace with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Oh my, this is exciting. But she's a virgin. This is important. How could something like this happen? So I'll continue. "Behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He, Jesus, shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be without end." What a promise! Mary said unto the angel, "How can this be done? Because I am a virgin, I do not know man." And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And therefore also the Holy One which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she also has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren." She was called barren because no word shall be impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word." And listen to the next line. And the angel departed from Mary. Oh, my friends, because of Mary's yes, we have Jesus. Because of Mary's yes, let it be done unto me according to thy word, we have the Savior of the world. What about your yes today? Is it very clear to God, yes, use me, yes, I'm willing? Or is it just kind of, yes, whispering, and because you've been hurt, you've been sinned against? Oh, the yes of Mary brought forth Jesus. My yes brings forth the Word of God today, inspired hopefully by the Holy Spirit. I said yes that I'm going on the radio today, that I would proclaim the Word of God, because today is the Feast of Mary. It is the Feast of Mary, and Mary is all about Jesus. Mary is all about Jesus. Mary is all about Jesus. This is reality. Wherever you see Mary, you see Jesus. Let me tell you. Remember what the person said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that gave you nursing." And Jesus said, rather, blessed is the person who hears the word of God and keeps it. So we need to look at Mary. In Nazareth, she heard the word of God, that she would conceive and bear a son, and she would call his name Jesus, and that he would be great, and he shall be called Son of the Most High. She heard that word, and how did she respond? Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Oh, she said yes. She said yes to the Lord. She said yes to the Lord. What about you today? Are you saying yes to the Lord? Blessed is the person who not only hears the word of God, but who does it. Well, we see in Bethlehem, she heard the word of God and brought forth her firstborn son, and his name is Jesus. She brought forth Jesus, and he was fulfilling the prophetic word that he would be born of the house of David in Bethlehem. So Mary again says, yes, yes, yes. Then we look at Simeon, and Simeon looks at Mary and says, this child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and a sword shall pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many may be laid bare. I have never heard anyone talk about the sword that pierces the heart of Mary, yet it's scriptural. It's scriptural. It's in the second chapter of St. Luke. It's scriptural. And, you know, no one talks about that sword that pierced Mary's heart. When did that happen? Under the cross. The same sword that pierced Jesus pierced Mary spiritually. Oh, yes. And where was Mary? Under the cross. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Mary is forever yes to God. She is the Christian par excellence that we should be like Mary, saying yes, yes, yes. Je dis oui, oui, oui. Je dis oui, oui, oui. Je dis oui, Seigneur. Je dis oui, Seigneur. Je dis oui, oui. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, yes, yes. Are you saying yes today to the Lord? Are you saying yes to the Lord that you will be able to use me and do whatever you want with me? Are you, like Mary, saying, yes, be it done unto me according to thy word? Her yes gave us Jesus. And that was God's choice, not my choice. That was God's choice. It was God's choice to choose a man like Billy Graham to preach the gospel all over the world. It was God's choice. It was God's choice to choose Mary to give birth to her only son, Jesus Christ. It was God's choice. God's choice was to choose Mary. Why did he choose Mary? Because he chose Mary. Why did he choose Billy Graham? Because he chose Billy Graham. There is no why about it. It's just Jesus, Father, and the Holy Spirit choose people. Why did he choose me to preach the gospel on the radio? Because he chose me. Why? I have no idea. Hopefully because people would be touched. Hopefully that people would come to Jesus. Hopefully that people would be healed. That's why he chose me. I don't know. I don't know why he chose me. I know that he chose me. He chose Mary to bring forth Jesus. He chose Mary to bring forth Jesus. You know what? He chooses you to bring forth Jesus through your witness. What is your witness all about? What is your witness all about? Do you witness to Jesus? Do you witness to what he has done for you? Do you witness that he is alive, that he died on the cross out of love for you? What about your witness? Are you witnessing to Jesus? Or are you just, you know, sitting down on a pew and just not doing anything? Let me tell you, if you've got a witness, you have to share it. You have to share it. Mary had a witness. The angel Gabriel was sent to her, and she said yes. And what makes me laugh is that the angel left her. If she ever needed an angel, it was after. It was after the conception. It was after, because now she's got to deal with Joseph, and she's got to deal with other things. You know, she's without sin, and she conceives as a virgin. How can that be? Isaiah 54, give praise, or give shouts, you, O barren one that bear not. Sing forth praise and make a joyful noise, you that did not travail with child. For many are the children of the desolate, more than of her that has a husband, says the Lord. Let me tell you, Mary and Elizabeth gave birth to the two most important people of the time, Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, and John the Baptist, born of Elizabeth, an old woman. Oh, give praise, you barren one, Elizabeth, that bears not. Sing forth praise and make a joyful noise, you who did not have travail with child. For many are the children of the desolate, more than those of her that has a husband, says the Lord. How many people did John the Baptist bring to Jesus? He prepared the way for Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, born of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Elizabeth was considered to be barren. She was considered to be barren and desolate. But this is what happened. God came. The angel Gabriel came. And the angel told Zechariah that he was going to be a father. And Zechariah didn't believe, and he was struck down, not dead, but dumb, for a whole 9 months. Let me just tell you that God can do anything. Let me tell you, whatever you're facing today, God can do anything, and God can do everything. But what does he need? He needs your yes, just like Mary. And it might be very difficult to say yes because you are in pain, because people have done things to you that shouldn't have done things to you. He needs your yes to continue so that you would share his gospel, his presence, that you would share Jesus with people. Yes. Yesterday we had visitors, and it was very interesting. These people came to Holy Rosary, and they came into the house, and I didn't know them, but you know what? I said to them, have lunch with us. Have lunch. I always think that when a stranger comes in and they have lunch with you, that I'm entertaining Jesus. I wasn't thinking that yesterday. I just was thinking that they should have lunch with us. And they said, oh, no. I said, please have lunch with us. And they decided to have lunch. I'm telling you that this is so important, that when we host people, we host Jesus. We host Jesus. Jesus said, when I was in prison, you came to visit me. When I was sick, you came to heal me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. We hear all about Pope Francis saying, you know, we've got to care for the poor. I'm going to tell you, the church is not only for the poor. The church is for everybody. Everybody. We're all poor in the sight of God. We're all poor in the sight of God. The church is not only for the poor, but for everybody. Jesus is for everybody, not only those that are poor. Now, you know we have a ministry to the poor. You know that we go out and feed them every week. You know that we've done this for 11 years, and only one time did we miss. But the church and Jesus is for everybody. And everybody is poor in the sight of the Lord. What can I offer the Lord but my yes? As delicate as it is, I can just say yes, Lord. Just yes, yes, yes. My yes is what God looks for. Like, I'm not poor, but I'm very poor when it comes to the things of the world. I'm very poor. Not with money-wise. I have enough money. I don't even spend it. Most of it is just given away. But I am poor in the sight of God because I need Jesus 180%, more than 100%. I need Jesus more than 180%. And that's why I am attractive to people, because they hear me and they say, he's not a phony. He tells us about himself, I need Jesus more than I could ever imagine. And Jesus comes to me because he says, enlarge the place of your tent and stretch out your skins of your tabernacle. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall pass on to the right and to the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and shall inhabit the desolate cities. Yes. He says to me, open wide your tent pegs, because you're going to reach a lot of people. And I do that via the airwaves. You listen today, maybe you've never listened before, and you are feeling broken and needy. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. And he came to die for our sins. He came to die for our sicknesses. By his stripes we were healed. You need Jesus today. How do I get him? You just say, Jesus, I surrender to you. Jesus, I surrender to you. Forgive my sins. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. Oh, the Lord has told me, enlarge the places of your tent. Stretch out the skins of your tabernacles. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall pass on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and shall inhabit the desolate cities. Fear not, Isaiah 54, fear not, for you shall not be confounded, nor blush. You shall not be put to shame, because you shall forget the shame of your youth, and you shall remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Why? Because God is giving you a testimony. God is increasing your children. Like, I have no physical children. I have no physical children, but you know what? I've got spiritual children. Oh, yes, I just received a letter from Florida with a wonderful donation for radio. And she called me her spiritual father. I'm her spiritual father. There are many people who listen and call me their spiritual father. But you know what? I have no children physically. But the Lord says, enlarge the tent pegs. Make your tent bigger, because I'm bringing about something that only I can bring about. Listen to what Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Say yes to God today. Say yes to Jesus today. Say yes, yes, yes. I am willing. I am willing. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe people in the church have hurt you. Say yes to Jesus today. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe your husband has hurt you. Say yes to Jesus today. Maybe you've been hurt. Your children don't even come to visit you. Say yes to Jesus today. Say yes to him because he hears your yes. He took Mary's yes and brought forth the wonderful person of Jesus, our salvation. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. And it's all because of grace. It's all because of grace. God chose Mary. Oh, yes. He chose Mary to bring forth his son. And you know what? All generations shall call her blessed. All generations shall call her blessed. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. That's Mary. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. See, Mary's all about God, all about Jesus. Oh, she's the Christian. She is the Christian par excellence. She received the Holy Spirit way before Pentecost, and that Holy Spirit was brought forth a beautiful baby boy at the Nativity in Bethlehem. You are holy, God, she says. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You see, Mary is all about Jesus. Mary is all about God, not about herself, all about God. And she's the first Christian par excellence. Let's do it, Mary's canticle. My soul magnifies the Lord, amen. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Oh, the Savior of Mary is God. He saved her from original sin. He saved her as she was born. He saved her as she said yes to the angel Gabriel. He saved her. He saved her. He saves me now. He has saved me from sin. He has saved me from my enemies. Amen. Because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. God regarded the humility of Mary. For behold, henceforth, from this day on, all generations shall call me blessed. All generations shall call me blessed. Do you call her blessed? Well, the Bible does. All generations shall call her blessed. Why does the Bible call Mary blessed? Because she's all about Jesus, and she's all about the Father, and she's all about the Holy Spirit. She is the bride of the Holy Spirit. She gives birth to the Son of God. She gives birth to the Son of God, who has one Father, who is called Abba, Father. Because he that is mighty, that's the Lord, has done great things to me, and holy is his name. You see, Mary is all about him, because he that is mighty hath done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generation to those who fear him. He has shown his might in his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He hath lifted up the lowly. He has exalted the humble. Yes. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has received Israel, his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. And Mary abode with Elizabeth about 3 months. And she returned to her own house in Nazareth. Let me tell you, my friends, Mary's yes is without any red lights. She is a green light. Yes, 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 yes. And today we are to say yes, 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 yes. No matter what happens, yes, Lord, I say yes to you. I say yes to your plan. I say yes, yes, yes to Jesus. Show me what you want me to do. Show me that you want me to have spiritual children. Show me that I am not lost, but I have been found. Show me that humility is what it's all about. He has regarded the humility of his handmaid. What is humility? It's knowledge that I am in absolute need of God. That's humility. Knowledge that I am in absolute need of a Savior. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. Today is Mary's yes, and your yes, and my yes. Our yes can do mighty things for God, but it's always done through the power of the Holy Spirit. My yes and your yes are needed. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And if you'd like to leave a donation on PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. I want you to read Mary's Magnificat today to see that she's all about Jesus. Luke 1, verse 46. Luke 1, verse 46. Say yes today as Mary said yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.